This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. So we're speaking with Warren Entsch, federal member for Leichhardt, also a crocodile wrestler, made very clear his opposition to the bill in its current form, said that had it come to the parliament in its current form,
he would not vote for it.
I said, would you vote for it? And he said, no. Couldn't have been clearer than that. He explained a little bit that it's now gone to committee, that he didn't, he didn't like the whole idea of the bill, which was a trade-off done by Malcolm Turnbull, who parades himself around the world as the man who thought of marriage equality. Let's not forget, Malcolm Turnbull said on two occasions that religious freedom was more important to him than marriage equality. So I don't think it was a trade-off. He said it twice. I don't think Malcolm Turnbull believed in marriage equality as much as he does in his perception of religious freedom. So I don't think it was a trade-off. So let's not forget that. Really interesting. Warren made it very, very clear. He also, you know, indicated he's not standing at the next election. But whoever he endorses, whoever stands will and wants his endorsement has to agree with his values. Josh Burns is the federal Labor member for McNamara. Good morning, Josh. How are you? You there? Yes?
I'm here. And I've got a dog currently sitting on me.
Sitting on your lap.
Yeah, I do.
You've got young Basil sitting on your lap.
So did you hear some of what Warren had said, Josh?
I did. And I was. I heard Warren's interview on my way into the studio. And let's take a step back. There's some things that obviously Warren said that were encouraging, but there's some important points that I think need to be said as well. This is a really serious topic. And if you are going to introduce legislation on something such as discrimination of people in Australia, it needs to be done on principle and not on politics. Mm-hmm. And my view is that Scott Morrison is not taking that approach. He is doing this all about politics. He is trying to introduce a discrimination framework that is going to help him wedge the Labor Party and win seats in the next election. And that is a very, very dangerous way of approaching this issue. And I think Warren, in his remarks, touched on some of the concerns that everyone has in the bill. But make no mistake, Scott Morrison has tried to divide the country with this piece of legislation. And what he's ended up doing is dividing his own party room. And I think that it's no surprise that this bill is not going to be voted on in the House of Representatives next week. It's going to go to the Joint Committee on for Human Rights. And we'll see what happens.
Okay, so Warren Entsch has made his position clear, as have, on my count, about 10 Liberals, some publicly, most publicly, some privately, have said they could not vote for the bill in its current form.
Yep.
We've seen statements from Anthony Albanese, one ridiculous one about because he didn't pay any school fees, he supports the Catholic school system. And another that he wasn't aware of a teacher being sacked because they were gay. Mm. Well, perhaps...
They just happened to be on national TV the other night.
Yeah. Anyway...
And front pages of all the papers over the last 12 months.
What I'm wondering about, Josh, is...
What's going on, Josh?
Where are the Labor voices?
What's going on?
You're a Labor voice, but where are the Labor voices, you know, during the week that have come out and said, I don't support this bill, either in the Senate, you know, or in the House of Reps... I know it's an awkward question, but I haven't heard Labor voices.
Well, I am proudly on your show this morning, and I am proudly a member of the Australian Labor Party, and I'm going to add my voice to this debate. But let me also say this, Macca. This is not our bill. This is not the Labor Party's bill. This is Scott Morrison's bill. Mm. And his speech in the House of Representatives, where he was really, I think, making some quite dangerous... quite dangerous links between church and state in a country that, despite our fierce protection of people's religion and faith, we are a secular state, and that is how it must remain. And we should not have a linkage between church and state. We should have a separation, and the law should treat everyone equally, regardless of their faith. And I think there are some things in this bill that are not bad. In fact, there are some things that are good. The bit about how we should not be able to discriminate against someone on the basis of their faith is a good thing, Macca.
Yeah, I agree.
My family, I'm a member of the Jewish community, and my family has seen discrimination over our history and over the history of my grandparents even. And it is important that people are protected because they have a certain faith. And there are some holes in the Racial Discrimination Act that don't protect people's religion and faith. So, for example, you cannot discriminate against someone on the basis of them being Arabic, but you could on the basis of them being Muslim in Australia in the current framework, which is obviously a gap. Beyond that, going to your original question about Labor voices, well, Penny Wong was adamant. And one of the things that she did say during the week, which was, I think, important and outlines our position, is that if you are going to go and have this really serious discussion about discrimination and protections in this country, then it needs to be balanced. And one of the things that we would want to see is an update of the Sex Discrimination Act that allows for schools and institutions to fire people on the basis of their sexuality. And we don't believe that that's right. That was our policy, that both staff and students shouldn't be fired or expelled from schools on the basis of their sexuality. I have spoken to Steph, who was on the news for being fired. I called her during the week and had a good conversation with her and expressed my deep regret of her being fired.
Did you manage to introduce her to Albanese?
I didn't.
Because he actually hasn't heard of any teacher being sacked because of their sexuality.
I didn't see Albo's comments, so I'm not going to get sort of in the middle of them. But what I would say is that Mark Dreyfus and Penny have outlined our position. We don't think that the bill in its current form gets that balance right, and that there needs to be protections for people if we are going to have this serious discussion.
So I'm not really sure what Albanese's position is, but he is the leader of the Labor Party. And for whatever reason, there's a bit of confusion in the community, especially in our community, about what the Labor Party really believes and stands for. Mm. When you have Albanese reporting A, and then you have Penny Wong reporting B. Well, of course you'd expect Penny Wong to report B because she's a member of our community, really, isn't she? So my question to you, Josh, is what does the Labor Party really stand for? And can our community really expect Labor to support us?
Yes, absolutely, Tass. And Albo and Penny are on the same page, as is Mark Dreyfus, as am I. If we are really going to... I know. I saw that there was an article in the Sydney Morning Herald, but there was a formal statement made by the representative of our party, which outlined our party's position, the Labor Party's position. And Albo is the leader of our party, and we are on the same page.
Should we tell Chris Bowen that? Because Chris Bowen again has said that Labor should support this bill, bearing in mind some of the very diverse seats in Sydney's West. Now I say to Chris Bowen, get back into your box, mate. Right? You messed up the tax policy, right? You're not doing a very good job on this. Don't worry about your seat. If I was you, I'd worry about your ass because it's on the line.
Look, I think that these debates are obviously highly emotive, and that is why I would go back to my very first thing, what I said to you at the start of this interview. These things need to be based on principle and not politics. Mm-hmm. And obviously there is a lot of nervousness about politics. I think the principles that we have outlined about making sure people are not discriminated against is what we must be guided by. And in Mark's statement, there is a very clear line that anything in this bill should not weaken existing protections that have been hard fought, as okay. people know. And so that is our position.
We're not here to beat you up. But you are here as a representative of the Labor Party.
I am.
And I feel...
And a good supporter of our community. And let's of be our community.
No,
it.
Josh,
and,
Josh
and
has
so
been...
So there's a bit of confusion in our community
totally,
about what
totally.
Labor stands
And actually,
for.
Since the last election, I have seen, you know, the Labor policy document the last election was about so thick and people can't see it. Now it's about this thick. And there is a lot of that policy that is relevant to our community that seems to have been minimised and is not front and centre. And I'm concerned that on this, yes, it is the government's bill, but you know what? You're the alternative government.
Absolutely.
And I expected the alternative government to come out hard and to come out early, not make statements about I didn't pay fees at a Catholic school, so they're all right. Right? It's not good enough. And I know it will now go to a committee and there's a process.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I want people of faith to be protected. But I also want my community to be protected.
Absolutely.
And that isn't impossible. They're not mutually exclusive. And we need to remember, you know, that all of us are entitled to the protection of the law. This law doesn't do it. And I expected Labor to come out much, much harder, earlier, rather than give the podium over to the Prime Minister with his piece of legislation.
Well, I mean, so let me say a couple of things. First of all, he is the Prime Minister, and he can introduce whatever bill he wants, and he did. And this is the bill that he's chosen to introduce. This was not the bill that the Labor Party has brought forward. And it tells you everything that you need to know, that that Scott Morrison clearly knows that people in the Labor Party would like to see aspects of this bill introduced, and it would clearly be important to people in their electorates. Macca, that's why he's bloody doing it. And he's doing it in order to wedge us and in order to try and make things difficult for us. Not because he actually believes that it's going to improve the country and make Australia a more decent and fairer place. He's doing it because he's a prick and he's trying to make the Labor Party in a tight squeeze on this situation. So I say to you, Macca, that we are fierce in our protections of all people in this country. As an alternative government and as people who want to run this country, we are not going to introduce bills that is all about politics. We want to do things in government that are based on principle.
So let me be provocative.
Sure, Taz.
Why then play around with this bill? Why not throw it out altogether and come up with a proper human rights charter that actually does what it's meant to do, and that is protect everyone's rights and freedom?
Well, I agree, Tess.
So why is Labor playing around with this bill?
Well, we're not playing around with this bill. This bill has been a very divisive thing. And what we need to do, this is now the third iteration of this bill. The first two iterations have been put to the scrap heap. This is now the third time that Scott Morrison has brought in this bill, and there is a war going on inside the Liberal Party. I actually think that the Labor Party has managed the politics of this as well as we possibly could, given the Liberal Party are now tearing themselves apart on it. Our job as the alternative is to act on principle and to hold the government to account. And we are now in a position where clearly there isn't enough support in the House of Representatives for the bill to stand as it is. It's going to a joint committee. We are not going to have to vote on this next week because clearly not enough members of the House of Representatives support it in its current form. That are the facts of the matter. So I think we need to act on principle. Clearly the Prime Minister wants to make this as difficult as possible, but the Labor Party will stand firm in ensuring protections against people of all faiths, of all backgrounds, of all genders and all sexualities are protected as we go forward.
Now that's the passion that I wanted to hear. So I'm sorry I baited you. I baited you a bit. That's the passion that I wanted to hear, and that's the passion that our community want to hear. Whether they're on the left or the right, And, you know, the members of the government that have made those public statements, and I've spoken to some of them privately, they understand what they're doing. They understand that they're standing against the Prime Minister, that they're standing against a bully. But they're standing up for what they believe in, as you are. So, sorry I baited you,
We told you we'd give you a hard time.
It is an important issue, and it is emotive, but it is something that we need to, in this country, ensure that people are protected, and it should give people confidence. Mm. And this bill is taking away confidence, and I think that's a problem.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.